up the television. Model D575 is custom flip resets and harmony custard edition. Up for another leg. We get 3 half-dozen beats to choose from. So now we can pretend that there's an orchestra in the lounge room.
This is Similar Variations, a show where I play anything that is not included on an artist's album. So, like, what you just heard was Gautier's State of the Art live at the Sydney Opera House in 2011. So, I play like live songs, remixes, covers, EP stuff, bonus tracks. Because it's like, if it's a bonus track, if you're including it after the original release, it's like, nah, it's not part of the album. It's a bonus. So I'm going to play this really rad remix of Step by Vampire Weekend.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl.
To stroll out. Now I found one where the hand I like to hold down. Every time I'd rather dudes always wanna stare. I be staring back like dude, I wanna go there. Used to didn't care. Now I hit you with a chair. If that just so happens, touch a string on her hair. Now me and Shorty Watt spending more and more time. So since she got my heart, then I gotta have her spine. And if any fool try to come for what's mine, a pair of size nines where the sun don't shine. The sugar in my Kool-Aid, boo, get me through day. Swear to God, one day I might watch a throw a bouquet. Say nowhere on this earth, nowhere in this world I should ever, ever see you step into my girl.
That's my old girl from college. I always think about her when the leaves turn orange. Yeah, we went to Wesleyan and she scoffed at Vassar. I met her at a wine and she's, I looked right past her. Apparently, she would notify me right after I smashed her the first night. The first pipe's the worst pipe. But after I satisfied thirst like the pastor, I satisfied the church like. She lived in Wesco and she studied frescoes and head to toes. She stayed in the best clothes. I represent Queens. She would move out to Brooklyn. Never thought that she would have a precious heart took in by a shy brown guy from Belrose that stayed in shell toes until hell froze. Her freckles dance on her porcelain skin. It's like she got a special force within. And I've been high, but ain't no higher place than alongside her by the fireplace.
Act like you ain't even seen me standing next to her. I'll tie your kicks together if you ever try and step to her. Must be why you tripping when I ask you why you stressing her. Passing notes and texting her, I'm about to shoot the messenger. Used to smash, slap him on the ass and go away the gas when I'ma call him. And I hit him with a poker face. Cold his shoulder, known to blow a load, then leave him frozen skate. Magnum wrapper in the trash, I told him nothing gold can stay. Who's she? Guess I turn over a new leaf. Now I'm choosing groups A through D over group E's. Lose sleep lately, only counting on these two sheep. You and me, baby, skipping town up on these coupe seats. Must have broke the mold when they made you. Probably broke a nail or two, flipping off these lame dudes, hollering in plain view. Awesome, what's your name, boo? Barely had a dollar and a dream, but it came true.
Caller right now, but
I have no idea who it is, and I'm just not prepared to deal with that right now. So if it's you, like, text me. And if I know you, I'd be glad to talk, but I know you're not Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I just can't deal with that right now. I'm sorry. So I really love that Wintertime remix of a Vampire Weekend step, because it has obviously, like, Danny Brown, Heems, and Despot on it. And, you know, Step was a homage to a hip-hop song that actually never got released. So when the artist, like, heard that Vampire Weekend wanted to do that, and, like, Vampire Weekend wanted to name it Step to My Girl, but the original artist was like, no, you should probably just shorten it. Wow, that's intense. Next up, I have the Tori Moi remix to Alligator by Tegan and Sarah. That was...
All right, so I've been speaking into the wrong mic. I wonder if that's what the caller was about. I'm sorry. All right, we're just going to listen to this Tegan and Sarah song and have a good time, okay? It's going to be great.
Sooner die without, die without.
So that was the Tori Moi remix to Alligator by Tegan and Sarah. This is Similar Variations, where I play non-album tracks. Next up, this mashup album dropped this week by one of my favorite mashup artists, Wait What? And it's the entirety of Lorde's album mixed with Kanye West and Kanye West related vocals. And I say Kanye West related because the next one is actually a Consequence song that features Kanye West. But you know, it's like Kanye focused still. I mean, the mashup album is called Lorde Yeezus, even though it doesn't have any tracks from Yeezus. Anyway, this is Whatever Buzz Cut You Want by Wait What, Kanye West, Consequence, and John Legend against Lorde.
Good music has arrived. You and your girls can finally get alive. I'ma need you to turn the lights down. Whatever gonna happen right now. Baby, let me get the number to your BlackBerry curve so I can buy you everything that you deserve. I ain't got a front, mama, that's my word. With that kind of answer, my spaz like nerd about whatever you want.
Buzzcut Season by Lorde, mixed with Whatever You Want by Consequence, featuring Kanye West and John Legend, mixed by Wait What on his new mashup album, Lorde Yeezus. I'm sorry, I'm obsessed with it. Honestly, I think you should be too. But next up, I have a live session of Mother Mother's Hayloft, one of their singles off their second album, Oh My Heart, entitled The Luxury Wafers Sessions. I think that's probably a Canadian, like, studio sessions. They're Canadian, and I don't know much Canadian music. I have to fix that. All right, here's Hayloft.
Young lovers in the hay.
That was Hayloft by Mother Mother, the Luxury Waivers session. Hayloft, I really like that song. I need to listen to Mother Mother more. Next up, I have Talking Like Turnstiles by Death Cab for Cutie, which was a B-side off of their Crooked Teeth single from Plans. You know, I never actually, got it through my head that Talking Like Turnstiles was a B-side. I mean, you don't really see many artists having actual original songs be B-sides on their singles anymore. No one pays attention to the single anymore, really. There doesn't seem to be a point in the B-side, I feel. And that's just unfortunate. I kind of miss, singles. You know, I bought a Kate Nash single last time I went to my local, CD shop in, Tampa. And, that's really special. I guess it's just, it makes the tracks more special to me. So, next up, I have the Day Trotter session of White Knuckles by OK Go. That's right, it's the OK Go of Song of the Week. And it's a special edition this week because this is the weekend I don't get to go see OK Go live because I can't get myself to Boston. Ah, alas, poor first-year student Sarah. You will have a car someday, or maybe just adequate access to public transportation. OK Go, I will see you someday. Here is White Knuckles.
One, two. get the paw prints out of the hen house now, and you can't go back same way you came. Round all the pieces up, but they just don't fit the same. White knuckles. Oh, maybe it's not so bad. So let your hair down now. You want? Did you get what you need? Behind the lines, behind the wall. Tell me, was that bet you made really that bad after all? Why not go? Oh, maybe it's not so bad. Oh, let your hair down. Changes much. Why not go?
This next artist I have coming up is called We Are Scientists. And, you know, they're just like, you know, your standard, like, indie rock band from New York or something, you know, right? Like, they haven't really hit it mainstream here, but their songs get played on, like, I discovered them on, you know, those music choice, like, digital cable TV channels that just run songs with pictures of the artists and, like, a quote or, like, interesting fact about them. And it's just, like, you know, you give up with your library or whatever music discovery service you use, and you're like, okay, I'm just going to put it on the TV and, like, just do my other, like, internet thing meanwhile. And so it turns out, like, they've had singles big in the UK, like, relatively, but nothing here, even though they're from here. And that's just always an interesting phenomenon, you know? And it's, like, also the song. Like, the music video was directed by Akiva Schaffer, and I'm in love with The Lonely Island most of the time, so I gotta watch that music video after this. All right, so this is the radio mix of After Hours by We Are Scientists. I want to talk about Kesha a little bit more. I know I talked about Kesha a little bit last week, but I'm going to talk a little bit more. So her second album came out, and, you know, she did it with Dr. Luke, you know, like she always does, like since she got it big. It's been Kesha and Dr. Luke, you know, artist, producer. And I really love this song, Gold Trans Am. It's on the deluxe and Japanese editions of Warrior. Like, I love this song. It's written by Kesha. Kesha writes all her own shit. Kesha always, like, does her own lyric shit, and I appreciate that in a pop artist. But Dr. Luke has his filthy hands all over the writing and producing, and he's just a fucking asshole. I mean, he helped drive her to have an eating disorder, and just, yeah, no, I'm pissed about that, but I love this song. I hope Kesha still loves it too, even though it didn't make it on the album. So here is Gold Trans Am.
Makes me want to have sex in my car. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Get inside my fucking gold trans am. Wham, bam, thank you, man. Get inside my fucking gold trans am. Pull over, sucker. Now spread them. Let me see what you're packing inside that denim. Pedal to the metal, looking straight amazing. I can't help all the hell that I'm raising. Stopping traffic like an ambulance. Trying to get in your one dope pants. Hey you, skinner, hey. T-shirt type. Baby, need a ride. I'm the captain of this ship, so shut up and get inside. Get inside. Come on, climb into my golden carpet. Love you till you're seeing stars and stripes. Burning rubber on the southern.
You know, I just like to have, like, fun, weird pop music in my library. I mean, it's essential. All right. So, I was reading this Rolling Stone article of Warrior during the song. And there was another bonus track I was considering playing called Past Lives, because she did it with the guy from The Flaming Lips. I remember his first name's Wayne. I'm so sorry. Okay. And it's a really damn good song. But, you know, I just didn't. But I read this quote from the Rolling Stone article, and I just have to say it right now. And this is Rob Sheffield from Rolling Stone, which I know we're having problems with Rolling Stone right now, but just bear with me. Music journalism in here is very different from the other journalism they do. Okay. If you're in the mood to hear Kesha float across the universe, you might get a kick out of Past Lives. She sounds like Owen Wilson in Zoolander tripping on acid with spider monkeys. Like, what the hell is that even supposed to mean? Almost, you know? But at the same time, it's honestly perfect, and he kind of nailed it, I guess. I mean, I'm still not really sure what he's getting at. All right. So I have to get these next two songs out of the folder right now, which is really inconvenient. You know, I thought I had my playlist perfect for the first time in like ever. It's okay. So I went to Bonnaroo this year. And I saw Jack White live. And I mean, at the time, of course, I knew that it was one of the greatest concerts I had ever seen. Like, I'm sorry, that's just my opinion. And like, no, actually, it ended up like being acclaimed and like covered in music journalism and like recorded on vinyl. Like, my friend has that. It's huge. It's basically a box set almost. So here is Jack White's Alone in My Home off of his second solo album, Lazaretto, live from Bonnaroo 2014.
Yes, as time goes on, alone.
All right, hold on. I have to let Maya in. That is Maya Brinton entering the Yurt Radio building live on the air. Her show is next up, College Dropout, at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. I'm always on 7 o'clock on Wednesdays here with Similar Variations. I'm going to leave you with an EP track and a bonus track by the 1975. You know, I actually saw the 1975 the night before my graduation, which was bizarre because, you know, one, they weren't like, you know, my favorite band. It was just like, oh, okay, I've been listening to them a lot. And when I get there, like, and I'm not, like, I couldn't handle the amount of, like, obsession with the band, with, among the crowd, like, to the point where it was just uncomfortable for me as someone who is just kind of like, eh. So, among all of these people who are, like, screaming and just being, like, honestly, like, really rude and not, like, courteous or respecting personal space at all. Like, my nose was in someone's hair during this concert. I'm the one that catches the drumstick as the drummer throws it out into the crowd. And I'm just sitting here, like, all standing, actually. Like, I was in the pit. It was god-awful. I hated that concert. But here I am with the fucking drumstick. And just holding it in my chest. I turn to my friend who is, like, you know, kind of obsessed with them. And it's like, and we just, I think we might have, like, just, like, hysterically, like, laughed or screamed or something. You know, that's just one of those moments where it was just, no, okay. They might have played this live. I have to look it up. I honestly, like, I wasn't even paying attention to that concert when it was happening. Here is Heads, Cars, Bending off of the Music for Cars EP. This has been Similar Variations. Thank you for tuning in.
They can hear exactly if you